Coach, always great to speak with you. I appreciate you taking a little time with us. I'm not going to keep you long. I know you're getting all ready for Italy. But and by the way, congratulations. Awesome trip. I mean, just incredible opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. We're looking forward to it. Kind of a nice reward for the guys after a long, hard summer.
Yeah, and what about the team-building aspect of that, of going on these type of trips together to foreign countries and cultures and seeing the world and just spending that time together?
Yeah, it's hard to beat. I think as coaches, we're constantly trying to do things to promote that within your program, with your players, you know, having guys over to the house for meals and take the team bowling and do different kinds of things together. But the best way for those things to really work are for you to have organic relationships with players, you know, organic, you know, confrontation sometimes, conversation sometimes, just different situations that you need to talk to. And you know, what better way to do it than, you know, over in Europe doing, just traveling around together. And you get to spend a lot of time together for 10 straight days. You're all together all the time. And you're doing educational things. You're doing fun things. We're playing basketball. You know, I tell everybody that the basketball is really just kind of the icing on the cake. We don't, you know, there's no scouting. We're not watching film before to prepare. We're not watching film after. We're not practicing. We're not walking through. We're not meeting. There's nothing other than just showing up and playing the games. And I think that really changes the tenor of the trip and makes it so much more relaxing and more fun for our guys. And our guys, they've worked really hard since the first week of June. They've been grinding, you know, for eight straight weeks here, working really hard. And now we just want to go have some fun together. And I think it's good for them to see it, the staff and the coaches. And so it's great.
Yeah, it's more like a vacation together. In fact, I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask you, do you do any scouting for this? So there's no scouting at all. You just show up and play the games. And you should eat some good food. You see the world, see the culture of Italy. I mean, just absolutely awesome opportunity, I would think, for all these kids. I mean, there are a lot of adults listening right now who would love the trip.
Well, yeah, we're very fortunate. We're very blessed to do it, grateful. And, you know, we've done this too. We take a professor with us, and so we work in some academics. We have a class where the guys have been doing some work for about the last 3 or 4 weeks. They've been going to class for an hour and a half a day, learning about different parts of Italy, and it's going to be great. And then obviously they'll have a few requirements while they're over there, and then when they get back, they'll have to do a little bit of work. But I think it helps prepare them to maybe be a little more knowledgeable, go into the trip, and then appreciate what it is you're actually seeing while you're there. So I think it's, you know, we do take that part of it pretty seriously in terms of, hey, we are trying to learn and grow and understand that we got a lot of the world living a lot differently than we do. And certainly it helps us appreciate all the things we have and then, you know, appreciate some things that happened obviously many, many years before us.
Well, that is absolutely cool. I had no idea about the professor part. I think that's another whole element of it. That's awesome. Love hearing that. You've been at some disadvantage here with this team early on because you just haven't had the guards available to really play. So how have you combated that, and what has it meant in terms of sort of developing who this team is to this point?
Yeah, we're not anywhere near the type of team that we're going to be, hopefully, in another couple months. At least we better not be, or it's going to be a tough year. And I don't mean that to disparage our guys at all. Our guys are busting their tail. We're down to nine right now. Obviously, Will Stevens sprained his ankle this week. We're hopeful maybe that he'll be able to play a little bit, but we don't know. But obviously, we just have so many good players, you know, Zach Foster, Ace Buckner, Dylan Faulkner, Carter Welling, that, you know, have such a big impact on this team. And they, you know, the unfortunate thing for our team is we haven't had those guys all summer. And so it's a little bit of a missed opportunity in terms of what you can do to put your team and kind of make some decisions on what your team looks like. Having said that, the positives, and there are some, Harris Reynolds, Dallas Thomas, I mean, those two guys have been playing point guard. And, you know, so they're getting, you know, they're probably not always going to play that position. They will some for sure. But, you know, they're learning and growing and having to you know, do new things. And that's been fun to watch. It's been good for their development. It's put them in challenging situations as much defensively as offensively. I think we always all think about the offense, but like I've told you this, you know, your center and your point guard, those are the guys that are involved in so many ball screens yep. in the modern game that defensively it's, you know, it's imperative that your point guard can play well defensively in ball screen coverage. And so that's a really challenging thing, especially for a younger guy, but then also a bigger guy like Dallas. It's not as easy for a 6'9 guy to be negotiating defensive screening, you know, when it happens, you know, two or three times every possession. So it's been really challenged, but it's been great. You know, Cole Serta, LT, Lelevicius, those guys have gotten a lot of ton of reps and are doing some good things for our team. Chase Thompson has been out there the whole time. He's getting a bunch of good reps. Trent Steinauer is getting reps. So, you know, those guys have been there all day, every day for the entire summer. And so I do think it's helped those guys a good bit. And that's important. And we'll see the fruit of all their hard work throughout the course of the season, I would imagine.
Yeah, obviously you've had to put Dallas in some maybe less than, I know he handled the ball some in high school, but obviously he's not been accustomed to that of late. It sounds like he's taken a step forward physically maybe as well.
Yeah, he has, absolutely. You know, still put on a few more pounds and just gained confidence with the strength, with the experience. And I think that's important. Dallas showed that, you know, he can make shots. Coming off the bench to do that for us last year was significant, but it's like I've told him, you know, for a couple of years now, it, you know, at 6'8", 6'9" with length, you've got to have an impact on the defensive end. You've got to be able to get some deflections, rebound the ball, you know, make it hard on guys, defensively. And if he can do some of those things, then his minutes are obviously going to change drastically. I think his offensive skill level has continued to grow. He's dribbling the ball, attacking off some drives now, doing things that he's maybe been, you know, a little reluctant to do, both, you know, being a little smaller physically and then just not as confident. But that part is starting to change this summer from a positive.
Where is Zach in his progress? I know at one point you had hoped that maybe he'd be able to play some by Italy. Obviously, he's not there yet. How far along is he?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing fine. You know, I was hopeful that maybe he'd be doing a little better than he was doing, and somehow we could get him ready to go. So we, you know, maybe as much for my sanity as anything else, just so that we would have a little more experience out there in the backcourt. And that just never – once we kind of got to July, it was pretty evident that was probably not going to happen. And so once you kind of realize that, it's like, hey, we don't need to rush this. We need him to be healthy when we come back in September and we start getting after this thing for real. And so seems to still be on course for that. It's probably been a little slower than we'd hope, but nothing drastic. He's doing fine. Ace Buckner is doing pretty well. You know, again, has not done any 5-on-5, has just done a little bit of – both guys have done a little bit of 5-on-0 this week, and they have done some individual skill stuff with coaches, so that's been good. And then Carter Welling is doing fine. I think he's about close to – this might be the fourth month, into the fourth month for him, pretty close to that anyways. And he's doing fine, still too early to tell when his – you know, when he's going to be available, but I think he's a very mature guy. He's attacking it the right way, and just being a little more mature and a little stronger, I think, has helped him.
So that seems like relatively good news with Carter compared to what we knew the last time we spoke. So that sounds...
I would say, I mean, I don't want to get people like...
Right.
He's still a ways away, but he's doing nicely, yes. I mean, you know, since the last time we spoke, everything's been super positive. There's been no hiccup, no negative, and that's, you know, that's what you're always afraid of, is you can't get over a hurdle, and so then, you know, you get a setback, and it you just have to wait. And, you know, it's like I tell everybody, that the trainers and the doctors are bulletproof. Whatever they say goes, so you just got to kind of trust in them in terms of their development. Brad Crow, our trainer, does a phenomenal job with our guys. I mean, they're in there every day, you know, working with him and then with the physical therapist across the street, getting good work there. So those guys are, they're hard at it. They're just not on the court as much.
Obviously, Serta can shoot it. Lelevicius can shoot it. Serta can shoot it with incredible range. But, you know, one of these recent conversations, you talked about Chase Thompson being more comfortable facing the basket, and you like that element and opening up the court with them and playing more guys out. In the clips I've seen posted, and I know they're highlights, but it appears that Chase is quite comfortable in that role and that he's been shooting the ball well.
Yeah, he still needs to be more consistent from three. That's, okay. But he's certainly is shooting the ball more. We are encouraging him to stay aggressive. You know, don't let a couple misses bother you. What I like as much as anything is once you start to do that and you show shot a few times, now your shot fake becomes more potent, and now he's going by people. And that's where, again, I think his growth, you know, can be that he can get fouled. He can drive the ball to the basket. He's a good passer off the dribble. He's big and strong, and finishing around the rim as a guy coming in there with speed, I think is something he's going to have the potential to do. He's just got to keep working. It's great to do it, you know, against pads and with coaches and, hey, we're telling you to do, but again, things have to happen organically within the play that make you make plays, make reads, play with physicality through things. And I think that's been really good for him this summer. He's gotten so many reps, and we've just been on him to stay aggressive and attack the basket. And he's doing that.
Let me ask you sort of about the little dream scenario for this team. You know, last year, obviously, once Zach went down, you did not have that guy. It changed the way you played from a tempo standpoint and everything. And you really didn't have a guy until Ace developed as the season went on who could take you off the bounce late in the clock, late in the game, and it was an issue down the stretch of games. This year, in theory, if Zach and Ace and Harris Reynolds are all go, you have three guys who can do that type of thing, or you just didn't have that ingredient. And not only that, you have shooters on the wing that you can't help off of. There's got to be some dream scenario in your mind where these guys who can all, they can all shoot too, but they can all beat their guy off the bounce, hard guys to level off, surrounded by shooters.
Yeah, that's I haven't seen that this summer, but boy, I'm excited to see it in the fall when those guys get healthy. That's the plan, and that is a little bit different. I thought Ace could do it for us, as you mentioned last year, but you know, maybe Dylan wasn't his strength. JP maybe wasn't big enough to really make plays like that. And so I do think Harris, as he gets experience and gets hardened a little bit, those guys are going to be able to get by some folks. And as you mentioned, when you have some shooting out there, the gaps get a little bigger, which will allow those guys to either get to the paint and make plays for themselves or drop-offs, or if there's early help, those guys will find shooters for sure. They're good passers and willing passers. We're hoping that really changes things. And then our open court basketball, we hope, will be a little bit better as well, just with our ability to get downhill faster.
All right, one more, and I'm going to send you on your way to Italy. Enjoy the trip, Coach. It's just a great, great experience. I'm thrilled for you and all your guys. You had mentioned Will Stevens' ankle. He's just a player of particular interest to me. I just think I've watched him grow physically. I've watched his game grow. I just think he has great hands. I know he's not the welling athlete, but as we've talked about before, he can run the court. I think he has a high basketball IQ. Other than the sprained ankle, are you seeing what you want to see out of Will Stevens thus far?
Yeah, I think he's doing well. There's a lot being thrown at him.
Yeah.
But he doesn't back down. As you mentioned, he has good hands. I think he finishes pretty well around the basket area for a young player. He's got good touch. Occasionally, the speed of the full court game gets him behind it, which is probably normal for a lot of young big guys. And just handling the strength from possession after possession.
Right.
But, you know, in terms of, like, rebounding the ball, he's rebounding the ball nicely, catches the ball around the rim, rolls, finishes with both hands. Very encouraged by Will. He's going to be a good player for us. He really is. I hate that he's sprained his ankle here. He's been banged up just a little bit, but he's a tough kid. He wants to be a good player, and he's a willing worker, and we feel really good about his future at Clemson.
I lied. I have one more. I always have one more, Coach. When you get off, I'll think of five others that I need to ask you. But when Carter went down last year before the tournament, you knew this was going to be an issue with defensive rebounding because he was the best defensive rebounder on this team. How is David Fuchs doing in that regard? Who will be the best defensive rebounder on this team?
Yeah, that's a good question. Dobbin's doing pretty well. Again, a lot of information, but his size is he's a big, strong guy, has good bursts of athleticism and strength to rebound. Surprisingly, probably does a little bit better away from the basket than I anticipated, which has been good. Around the rim, sometimes maybe not as vertically good as you would hope to be able to just jump up and dunk a ball or just hold a guy off and then just jump up and kind of grab that rebound that you're kind of asking about. But he takes up space. And so because he takes up space, he does rebound the ball. That he does well. Who's going to be our best rebounder? I don't know. It's a point of concern a little bit for us. We look a little smaller right now, especially when you're playing you play Chase and LT. You're not small, but you're not big, for the ACC. And so that's something we're going to have to work through. I think we're going to have everybody involved in the rebounding. It's going to have to be gang rebounding. I don't know that we have one guy that's just going to average 9 or 10 rebounds a game like that.
All right, Coach, enjoy the trip to Italy. Congratulations and congratulations to the team, and we'll talk to you somewhere down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks, Walt. Appreciate you.